This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, March 1st, A.D. 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian leaders in India's Uttar Pradesh state are speaking out against the passage of a new anti-conversion law, reports International Christian Concern. According to this law, the state government will regulate all religious conversions and will punish individuals it deems to be engaged in fraudulent religious conversions. As of February 24th, any person seeking to change their religion for any reason must seek government permission to do so 60 days in advance of their conversion. The law also criminalizes religious conversions through marriage, deception, coercion, or attraction. Those found guilty can be thrown in jail for up to 10 years and pay a $339 fine. Last Thursday, during the debate over the misnamed Equality Act, Republicans accused Democrats of ignoring biblical values. Republican Congressman Greg Stubbe of Florida upset Democrats when he confirmed that God made boys and girls unique.
In his wisdom, God intentionally made each individual uniquely either male or female. When men or women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they are making a statement that God did not know what he was doing when he created them. I'm going to quote directly from Dr. Tony Evans' commentary Bible on this passage of Scripture. Men and women equally share in bearing the image of God, but he has designed them to be distinct from and complementary toward one another. The gender confusion that exists in our culture today is a clear rejection of God's good design. Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect the standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences. And I think we are seeing the consequences of rejecting God here in our country today. And this bill speaks directly against what is laid out in Scripture. Our government, through this bill, is going to redefine what a woman is and what a man is. It can be anyone who identifies in that gender.
That prompted two Democratic congressmen to question Republican Congressman Stubbe's citation of Almighty God. First, Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York spat in the face of God.
Mr. Stubbe, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
Second, Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas equated the civil rights struggle of black Americans on the basis of their innate skin color with the perverted agenda of homosexuals and transgenders who want to be given special rights on the basis of their deviant sexual behavior or rejection of their God-given gender.
You used God to enslave my foreparents. You used God to segregate me in school. You use God to put me in the back of the bus. Have you no shame? God created every person in this room. Are you saying that God made a mistake? This is not about God. It's about men who choose to discriminate against other people because they have the power to do so. My record will not show that I voted against Mr. Cicilline having his rights. My record will show that when I had the opportunity to deliver liberty
and time has expired.
For all, I voted for rights for all.
Congressman Green referenced homosexual Congressman David Cicilline of Rhode Island, who introduced the so-called Equality Act into Congress last week. A law before the Victorian Parliament in Australia seeking to outlaw parental, therapeutic, or religious discussions on issues of sexuality and gender is the biggest threat to their democratic freedoms in Australia's entire legislative history, writes Australian columnist Mark Powell. In response, the Moderator General of the Presbyterian Church of Australia, Reverend Dr. Peter Barnes, has requested that all Presbyterian ministers, quote, preach the whole counsel of God, end quote, Acts 20, verses 26 to 27. He also said that Presbyterian ministers should preach that all sex outside of biblical marriage is sinful. Plus, all Christians should actively seek to pray for homosexual and transgender people to turn away from both their behavior and desires. Dr. Barnes said, quote, the change or suppression conversion practices prohibition bill has now passed through both houses of the Victorian Parliament. It forbids any attempt to change or suppress or induce any person to change or suppress his or her sexual orientation or gender identity. Prayer or counseling designed to change a person, even at that person's request, is prohibited. In short, this means that sexual preference is protected by law, as is any person's gender preference. Homosexual sex is not permitted to be called sin, and a male today can claim to be a female tomorrow, end quote. Significantly, the Victorian legislation makes it illegal for a parent to pray for their own child, even if they had requested them to do so. As such, Dr. Barnes believes that it is right for Christians to defy the governing authority, such as when King Darius exceeded his God-given authority, Daniel did as he had done previously. Daniel 6, verse 10. The real danger is not for church leaders, but parents, Christian and non-Christian alike, of children who have been indoctrinated with the gender fluidity teachings through so-called safe schools and online social media groups. This is because the act weaponizes those issues so that it is not possible for parents to do anything other than affirm whatever orientation or identity the child has been primed to believe he or she is. If they do not do so, that is a path to removing children from their parents, criminalizing their behavior. What has now become clear is that with the redefinition of marriage, Australian society has crossed the proverbial Rubicon. For this was never about marriage, but power. And finally, Amazon has pulled from its streaming service a documentary about conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, the only black Supreme Court justice. Amazon did this during Black History Month, no less. Viewers who attempt to watch the critically acclaimed documentary, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, have not been able to do so since early February. In addition, the DVD cannot be purchased through Amazon either. Don't let leftist big tech censor you. Get the Clarence Thomas DVD for your family library directly through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.